well known, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, when he gets to the Haggadah Shel Pesach, that Aram Yev, we say Aram Yev V'Rovi, and we darshan the parsha. Before, it seems that the Rambam understood that which Chazal say, it means the parsha of Aram Yev V'Rovi, which would seem to imply that despite the fact that most of the Olam Darshan spends most of the time that they elaborate on Magid at the beginning of Magid, probably before they get to Rami Yeviravi and the Drasha of all the Psokim, from the Rambam it sees that the Iker of the Drasha of Marble Safi Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Gadol Vincho, that's really in the Parsha of Rami Yeviravi, which comes afterwards. Not by Avodah Mayinu, not by Shibarek Shemar Avtachosay, and Arba Bonim, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azaryah, and what everybody likes to be marbe lesaper about. Rather, in the second half, the shaila is, for what? Why is that the Iker Nekuda? Why is that the Iker Parsha? So, I saw that Rav David Cohen Shlita, the Yeshiva of Chervan, in his Sefer Zvan Cheruseinu, which came out not long ago, a year or two ago, he writes that, in one of the shtiklach, that it's mevur l'chero, that the parsha of Rami Yeviravi is the parsha of Bikurim. That's the parsha that we say when we say the parsha of Bikurim. And it says over there, v'anisav amart lefnei Hashem lekecho, Rami Yeviravi. Rashi says, what's v'anisav amarto? Lashon Aramas koil, she'in cho kofi toivel. No, you're not kofi toivel. This is betzim the parsha of Akaras HaToiv. Coming to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he did for us, he gave us the land, and we start telling all the sequence of events from Arami Yeviravi, and they went down to Mitzrayim, and we were in Mitzrayim for a long time, and until we got down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us down, and we got finally Teretz Yisrael, v'chulu. But that's where we start from, that's the parasha of Akaras HaTuv. And he cites the Maral says, in Gvuras Hashem, that he has a question. He says, what do you mean by Chol HaMarvel Stav B'Yitzis HaTayim Reizim Meshubach? We know the Gemara Bracha says, not that way. The Gemara says, you're not supposed to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much. There's somebody that came up, davened for the Omid in front of Rava, and he said, Akel HaGadol HaGibor, Yizis HaNur, and he kept on going and on. And afterwards, Rava said to him, same thing, Kol HaMarvel Shvach HaTomorrow. He says, you finished all the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You can't finish all the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Yimal HaGvur HaShem? How could you say all the Shvachim Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the only thing that we say is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Anshe Knesset Leila said, Akel HaGadol Giver V'Anira. More than that, we don't say. So what does it mean? Kol HaMarvel Sabri Yitzis Mitzrayim Reiz Meshubach. You shouldn't be marvel to be Sabri Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he says there's a big difference between being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Stam, giving him appellations, giving him titles, and describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Gadol Giver Neira Ozuz and V'chulu, and Hakaras HaTov. To be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Stam, to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is His greatness, that we can't do. Mi Yimal HaGvuras Hashem. However, Hakaras HaTov, for the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, then in Echanami, Kol HaMarvel L'Safar, Reiz Meshubach. We're not going to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Torahs. Ilu Fonim Al Yashir HaKayom, right? Einu Nachnu Maspikim Lahoidus to Lahalim. We'll never be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly for the millions and trillions and billions of trillions of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. David said he does for us. So it doesn't bother us. Certainly we have to do Vifo Meken as much as we possibly could. And Memelo, you're right that in Echanami to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, we can't. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Tevis that he did for us, that we have to do. That we're very clear to do. And Mimela, that's what we do in Ishmas, and that's what we're trying to do. Call Marvel Sabi Tisam, Reza Meshubach. And Mimela, he understands, it's clear in from the Maharal, that he understands that the Indian of Agado is. The Indian of Agado is. Actually, his Matayan Abu Drom says that the reason why it's called Agado, one of the reasons why it's called Agado, is because. Because the Ikur Parsha that we say there is Higatayim Lashem Lekecha, the Parsha of Bikurim. So it's Haggadah in Lashon, Higatayim. But Lachor, that's the Ikur Indian of the Haggadah, is the Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Tevis that he's done for us. And specifically for the Nisim that he did for us in Mitzrayim. Specifically for the Nisim that he did for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Makris, the Kriyas Yam Suf, V'chulu. That's why the Rambam would say Lachoro that that's the Iker Kol HaMarvel L'Safar be Parsha Zu of Arami Yevavid Harei Zeh Meshubach. Now it's quite interesting. I saw there in the Sefer that in the difference that he says what Shaykh does Arami Yevid Avi have to do with Yitzis Mitzrayim? Why is this the Arami Yevid Avi? Yer Mitzrayim. So he brings on the Goyin. The Goyin says that Be'etzem, we know Ma'isa Avi Sim Labanim. What was the Ma'isa Avi's for Yitzis Mitzrayim? So he says that was Yaakov with Lavan. Yaakov with Lavan, and he says everything that happened with Yaakov with Lavan is the Asara Makris was the Asara Moinim that he switched to 10 times for Yaakov, and nevertheless Yaakov Avinu came out on top, and it was Yatzar Baruch Hush Gadol. And after 3 days of leaving, like in Mitzrayim, the Pharaoh ran after them and caught him up after 7 days. So too, Yaakov Avinu after 3 days, Lavan ran after him and caught up with him after 7 days. Everything was mamish. Parallels the story of Yaakov Avinu and all the Yatzar Baruch Hush Gadol. He took away mamish. He took away all the Ashiris of Lavan, just like Vinatlas Mitzrayim, the Klai took out all the Ashiris of Mitzrayim. That was he was setting the pace and this Maisa Avos for the Simin Labanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Arami Yoyver Avi. And that's the parsha that we darshan, and maybe that's shayach to the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the parsha describes Yitzias Mitzrayim. We darshan every single word in the parsha. That's l'chora the Indian of the Haggadah. The shayach is, how does that mistader, how does that shtim with that which we know that Pesach is the Chag HaEmunah? Pesach is, that's the Rabbanu and the boy, that all the mitzvahs that we do, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matzah, Mor, Dalai Kreises, and everything that we do during the year as well. But all these mitzvahs that are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim are because we're supposed to remember all the Nisim, V'Nefloyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Din Mitzrayim, so that we shouldn't be Kofrim, and we should be able to answer back the Kofrim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once and all and for all, he decided to show his business card, who Kilu, Kaviyachol, who he is, that he's the Bari Olam, and he's the Mashgiach on the Olam, and has the ability to change the Welt as he wishes, and he speaks to, and Nevuah was also learned from there, that Metzias of Hashem, and Schar V'Oinish, Schar the Yidin, and Oinish to Mitzrayim, and Nevuah, that he told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly when the Nisim were going to happen, the Makkos were going to happen, the Gimul, Yisoides HaEmunah of Metzias Hashem, Schar V'Oinish, and Termin HaShemayim, these three Yisoides came clear from Metzias Mitzrayim. And that's where we're supposed to be giving over to the next generation, and that's why we do so many things, Zeich Metzias Mitzrayim, that we should remember all the things that happened in Mitzrayim. And every kofer that comes up, whether it's in the year Toshin Pei Gimel, or any year, thousands of years after Yitzias Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do Nisan for every single kofer. We do all these things, Zeich Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember, our parents told us exactly what happened in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed exactly who he is. There's no need to prove for every scoffer that he's the one in charge. So l'chor, that's it. We know that Pesach is Kenegad Avraham Avinu, like the Torah says, that Pesach is Kenegad Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Av HaEmunah. How does this stem with the Indian of L'chor, the whole Indian of Hagata L'Bincha B'Yemu Leimar is the Indian of giving over the Yisidus HaEmunah, and from what we just saw before, and it sounds like that the Ikar Drash is on Arami Avon with the Kar Sateif. How do these two things stem? So L'chor, they stem very well, actually. That's the truth. That you can only be Makir Teivo to someone if you're Makir, that they're the one that did the thing for you. However, you can't be makir teva to somebody that you're not makir that they did a teva for you. If you're not makir that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not makir that he did everything that happened in Mitzrayim, that everything was planned out and everything was worked out to the last detail, and the oinish and the schar and all these things that happened, it was the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it. So then, how can you be moida? Then you have to first have the emunah and have the understanding that everything is from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzias Hashem means that everything that happens in the world, not just that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists, but everything that happens in the world is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that happens to you is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Hoidah, the Halal Hoidah comes only as a result of that. It's the second Shlav. It's the second Shlav. That's the famous Yisrael from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner says that we find two words in Lashon HaKodesh that are spelled the same way, that seem to have two different implications, two different meanings. One of them is the word is hoidah. Hoidah is like hoidah is baal din, a person admits, a person he's moide that he is chayiv l'mashal. And then there's hoidah thanking, and they seem to both be the same shirish. And he says elchame, because to be able to be moide to somebody, you first have to be moide that he exists. You have to be moide to Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Moida that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it makes a difference between Moida Menachnu Lach, Moida Mlecha, Moida Ani Lefonecha. There's acknowledging and admitting, I'm Moida that you are the one that gave me back my Neshama. And then there's Moida Menachnu Lach, we're thanking you. There's two different things, but they come one as a result of the other. And I think that's really how the parsha is really set up. The parsha of the Haggadah is set up. First, the beginning of the Haggadah is you're saying Haggadah Meinu L'Parav B'Mitzrayim V'Chulu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and you're relaying the Emunah Chelek, and then halfway through we get to the Memela of Halav Ha'edah for the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arami Yovidavi, which is the second. And it's interesting, if you look at the Ramban in Parshas Bo'i, at the end of Parshas Bo'i, the Ramban actually, he segues from at the beginning, he starts you're talking about the Nisim and the Flois, the Kodesh Baruch Hu did, and that's the Emunah, and you say the Seven Emunah, and that we're supposed to be Makir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one else is going to be able to be Kofer, because we're going to tell him what he mean. We saw what happened in Mitzrayim, v'chulu v'chulu. And then he continues and he says, the person that puts up a mezuzah on his door, mezuzachas, he puts it up for mamasha. I guess mezuzah didn't cost the same amount in the Rabban's days as they do in our days. But your person puts up a mezuzah, he's already moiden Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he did. He sort of changes segues into Hoidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim and nifloris that he did. And they actually ask, what is it? What's pshat? What's pshat that a mezuzah you're made as a Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisim Mitzrayim? It's only the first two parashas of Shema. It's bechlal not. Doesn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim bechlal. Doesn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. It only mentions Shema Vayim Shemaya. It only mentions Shema Vayim Shemaya. It doesn't mention Vayomer, which is the third parasha bechlal. So the. It only mentions the first two parashiyas, just getting the Ramban. So, I heard B'Shem the Yisiv Gektilia, which is one of the Kandamayinim, Mekubalim. He said that the whole Indian of Mezuzah is really Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, that they put the Dam of the Mezuzahs. That's the whole Indian of Mezuzah B'chlal. So, certainly it's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says, "Ki akoinu mezuzah bezuzachas v'kova bepischoi v'nischavin v'inyona kvar hoide bechidesh ha'olam v'biyadiyas ha'boyim v'ashkechasoi v'gam b'nevua v'hemin b'chopinas ha'terai." He was very moide. Here it sounds like a lashon of hoidos baldin bechidesh ha'olam v'biyadiyas ha'boyim v'ashkechasoi, and also in emuna. And he believed b'chopinas aterim, avad shehoyde shechesed abori godol moed al oisir etzaynoi, sheitzionu mi oise avdus lecheres v'kavod godol liskeis avisehim, hachafitim yirashemoi. He sort of avad shehoyde shechesed Kadosh Baruch Hu godol moed al oisir etzaynoi. It's also maybe a lesson of hoyda. Then he continues and he says, afik chomer avizar mitzakal kavachamuro shekulin chamud zuchavius moed. He says all mitzvahs really have to be careful with. If even mezuzah, which is zuzachas, all other mitzvahs for sure. Shebechol she'adam moida behen ledekav vekavanas kol mitzvah shenamim belekenu venoide lav shibaranu who kavanas yitziru. It's a question: what is this noide lav shibaranu? But it sounds like believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and also thank him. It sounds like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Ramban is bringing these two inyanim, both of Emuno and Hoido. First, believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once you believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then acknowledge that he's the one that did it and thank him for what he did. Thank him for what he did. That's really the second chelek of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Or Sameach, he actually says, where did the Rambam get it from that there's this other parsha, this other Indian of Nikur Drash of Arami Yevidavi, bring down this parasha. Where do we know that? It's really Shaila Bechlal on the Baal HaGadah that he brought in this parasha of Arami Yevidavi. Why did he bring it in? So he says that there's really two different tzivuyim in the Torah. There's Vegat Levin Chavayim Uleimor, which is the tzivuy of Yitzias Mitzrayim, And then there's lechem oini, which we darshan lechem sho'inim lov dvarim harvei. What does it mean lechem sho'inim lov dvarim harvei? What are we referring to? What are we darshaning? What are you supposed to learn out of what Chazal said? Lechem sho'inim lov dvarim harvei. V'gat l'bin chabayim re'emer. Is there any pasuk that tells me that I'm supposed to say the entire secret season time to my children? What is lechem sho'inim lov dvarim harvei? That you say the v'gat l'bin cho? What do I need you to tell me that for? You already told me v'gat l'bin cho. This LMI lechem oinim sho'inim lov dvarim harvei means that there's another parasha in addition to the secret season time. There's another chelek that you're supposed to be misaper that it says there's shmoyz ve'ira boy b'shalach. That's the secret season time. And then there's the lechem oini of parashas bikurim, which is in dvarim. That's the second chelek of the parasha, and it's lechem oini. Lachem sho'inim lov dvarim harvei, because we say there in that parasha v'anisa v'amarto, oini v'lashin v'anisa v'amarto, and that's the second chelik be'etzem of the secret tis of time, and that's the chura maybe why it has to be masal b'gros to say b'shvach. I saw Simcha Zitzel Brady in the sefer on Hagadah Shel Pesach. He says that the reason why you have to be masal b'gros to say b'shvach, so the pasuk pshat is because you want a contrast, is just to understand and appreciate how great the nisim were, appreciate what was beforehand. But it's also more than that. He says is that you have to see the whole picture to really appreciate and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. You have to see the entire picture. That's why we have such trouble here in this veld to understand exactly what's going on, because we only see half a picture. Like the Chavetz Chaim's famous mashal, guy comes into shul and he hears only a person saying Shemir Hashem es kol ha'olam ves kol ha'rishayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemir, all of the people that he loves, and all the Rishayim. What's going on over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemir, the Rishayim. He says, whoa, whoa, you stopped in the middle. You came in the middle of Asher. You stopped him and he left in the middle. You didn't hear the whole pasuk. Or, Eskol Ayavav Eskol Rishayim Yashmid. He didn't hear the beginning part. So we're in the middle, it's 6,000 years, and we're, for such a short amount of the time, a person lives to 120. He's a 50th of the entire Welt, if he would even live that long. So he sees a fraction of what's going on. To be able to see the entire picture, you have to be masal b'gnus avodah mila parvei mitzrayim, and then achshav kavan ol makom avodasoi, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meitzias mitzrayim. That to see the entire picture from its generations of time, to be able to see exactly the entire story. I just saw something fascinating. Just the thought of it now is, I was in the aquarium and I saw that they had a butterfly exhibit, and they write there that there are certain butterflies that they don't live for very long at all, a few weeks to a few months, and they write that then they some of them are called migrating butterflies, and they travel 5,000 kilometers to migrate. Now it takes a tremendous amount of time to do that, to take even months. It says sometimes it takes over generations of butterflies to migrate. That means that even though it takes them only 3 months, it's already 3 generations, and they only last a few weeks. That means that the whole story, the whole migration, is generations. That's really what happened in Klal Yisrael. It started in years later, some people saw only the sheep, but they didn't see the gula. To look back and see the entire picture, which is what happened, what we say in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in the Megillah, and that's what they did. They took the entire picture over 9 years, and they showed us, they cut and paste the parts that we're going to get to the story. Look, and you can see the entire sequence of events. And that's why a lot of people in Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Seder, people talked about the Holocaust and how they got out and Mechula. What does that have to do with anything? Because there's a big chelik in this Hoidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for doing it. And you're able to look back and see the entire story, the entire sequence of events. That's really what a person should do in their own life, is to be able to see that. Just look back and see. I just had a silly story now. I took a car for 2 days and it was supposed to be ready. I called him up and, yeah, it'll be ready at 8 o'clock in the morning. Show up at 8 o'clock in the morning, whatever, 9 o'clock. And, no, it's not ready. What do you mean? It's only going to be ready 12 o'clock or later. Gets to the call me an hour or two later that it's, okay, finally it's ready. We're supposed to go on a trip. It's only going to start a few hours later. What's going on? At the end of the day, it worked out great. The mice weren't ready to leave earlier. And at the end of the day, we needed the car on the third day. The 2 days later in the morning, we should be able to use it to take stuff for Pesach. So at the end of the day, yeah, Lechera was upsetting at the beginning. But you see the full picture. You see how Taka worked out for the best. Does it always work out that way? No, it don't always work out that way. It doesn't. I saw a story it's all about change from Wallerstein. It's Harry Wallerstein. So the story over there, he says that his father was sick and he went to the doctor and he had to take a biopsy.
and it wasn't clear what was going to be the story. So the doctors, a frum doctor, came with him the night, and he says, listen here, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't usually do Nisim Gluim. If everybody knows if it's benign or if it's not, if it's dangerous, then it's much bigger nace to switch it. Says now nobody knows what the results are of the test. We'll only know, find out tomorrow morning. Says do something as a schus that should come out all right. Pekitzer, he says, I know of an almana. The doctor says, I know of an almana who's marrying off his daughter tonight, or has to marry off her daughter, and she has no way to pay for the chasino. Maybe you could take care of it. Kitzer, he took a check, he wrote it, Rabbi Wallenstein wrote it a check for the entire chasino. Because he was weak, he took care of it. His mother is nervous, he didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell his mother, he didn't tell his brother. They're all nervous. And he says, he was like, eerily calm. And they're like trying to figure out why. He's like, everything's going to be all right. How do you know? Yeah, everything's going to be all right. He was sure. He wrote a check out for the entire for Yisrael, for sure, everything's going to be fine in the Hanami. Kids, so they get the results the next day, and unfortunately, he's Yenemachla. Yenemachla was not benign, and he has Yenemachla. The kids, not only that, it was very aggressive. The doctor says he has 3 months to live. Which is winning. He lived exactly 3 months that day. And despite he went to the Kristol and the Daven and Brachas, Vahulu, and everything that he did, and what's going on over here? We had everything worked out. That it shouldn't be a problem, and it shouldn't be a nice gully, and we bring tzedakah tzatzim b'mavis, v'chulu, and it's the matan seisei yichbaf, and everything. It's all supposed to work out, and it just didn't work out. And what are you supposed to say? And it certainly he was upset, and certainly he was, didn't know what to do with himself, v'chulu. But he does write there that, many years later, looking back, he sees all the tremendous things that happened as a result of the fact that his father was nifter. Not that chas v'shalom, that's why he should be nifter, but he did see, as a result of all the things that he opened up, all the organizations and all the schools and things that he opened up, Lilu Nishmas, his father, Vahulu, that was really propelled him to do something, Lilu Nishmas, his father, because he wasn't ready for him to be nifter, and it came as a surprise, and he had more that he wanted to do. He wanted to learn with him. Originally, his father asked him to learn, he didn't get a chance to. So these things propelled him. Had he lived for longer, he maybe wouldn't have appreciated as much the need to do something for Lilu Nishmas' father, and all the things that ended up happening as a result. So we can't see it. We don't see the story, and sometimes we don't want to see the story. We don't see the results in our lives. Bachlau. Very often we could see it, but that is a big chilek of the nisim and the emuna. Is that it doesn't stop there. The emuna that even the things that look bleak are not bleak. And the emuna that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything in the world. And we're being moida, mahal mashabech, and that's the l'chora, kama ma'alas tevis that we add in at the end. What is that doing there? Kama ma'alas tevis. We're all thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He's done for us. And lefika chanachnu chayom lehoindas lahal mashabech, the far, all these things, for everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. And we name the fun of Hallelujah, and we kick into Hallelujah at the end of Magid. That's all a chelik, that's all a continuation of the Inyan Emuno. So these two Inyanim are really the two highlights of the Haggadah, is the Inyan Emuno, to give over the Yisaidus and Emuno, and the Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He's done, Halav Hoidah. And I think that it behooves a person to take, I heard that somebody told me that Rabbi Naftali Kaplan, Mashkech here in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nisim Kaplan's father, well-known Mashkech here in Eretz Yisrael, you would tell Avraham during the Ravadim that you should steal away 5 minutes during Leila Seder to go over the Ramban. I don't know exactly when a person is stealing, hiding off during 5 minutes during Leila Seder and over the Ramban. Maybe when they're serving the soup, you have a few minutes during Shulchan Aruch. But really, the best thing to do is to give over the Ramban during Leila Seder. Give it over to everybody. But to be able to do that, you should take the Ramban and learn the Ramban 5 minutes. If you have 5 minutes to spend 10 minutes, the Ramban at the end of Bari, from Vatar Milatam Mitzvah Zavetz, from there until the end. Such as you say the Sayamuno, and people say, Meshkech used to say, you used to learn it every day, at least once a week, certainly. But now is the time, now is the Ikra time to be Mechazik, these Inyanim ourselves. There, the Ramban speaks about Tzad Inyan of Amun and Tzad Inyan of Haidah. And to be able to give these over, he said it's to give this over to our family, Meiz Hashem Yisbarach. That's what we're looking forward to. And we should be, our tefillah should be ready to be now, before Leila Seder, that we should be able to be Nazvachim and Nepsachim. Already tomorrow, we should be Zeche. Be'ezor Hashem Yisbarach. Yipolim Yashem Dover. That's another chilek of Emunah. Yipolim Yashem Dover. Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out. Mekanfei Nesharim. That's the Zechem Mekanfei Nesharim. It says in the Targum that he took them to Haram Ariel. That means that everybody from Klal Yisrael came up on Leila Seder, brought them all to Haram Ariel. That's where they had the Karban Pesach. Yipolim Yashem Dover. And that's what it says. Rashi already brings down that in Shas. That the Mikdash Lish is going to come down from in Hashemayim. We're not going to have to do anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come down in Hashemayim. We'll be ready. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. We should be able to bring the karbonis. Befrat, benisa negalu, benisa nisin legol, b'moitzei shviz, ben David bo, beis Hashem, we should be zeicha. And if we're not, chas v'chalilo, to know that it's all part of the plan, we should be zeicha. V'noshir lefonav shir chodosh, beis Hashem Yisbarach, v'chalad mamish. A freilich in kosher in Pesach.